At its core, the Senate Majority Caucus fractured over the permanent fund dividend amount, though none of the members who were stripped of their leadership positions on Tuesday have formally left the caucus.
We stood for the permanent fund dividend, and right now it's not, I don't think it looks all that good for it.
That's Wasilla Republican Mike Schauer. Schauer, Palmer Republican Shelley Hughes, and Eagle River Republican Laura Reinbold broke from their caucus on a vote that set last year's dividend amount. Each wants a dividend funded under the traditional formula set in state law. Senate President Kathy Geisel says there are rules to being in the 14-member majority caucus, and legislators agree to them when they join.
You know, it's just like sitting in the exit row on a jet. You choose to sit on that exit row, there are rules you have to follow. And the flight attendant will ask you, will you comply by the rules? And you have to verbally answer yes. If you say no, that's fine. You just get a different seat on the plane.
Are you the flight attendant in this metaphor?
I guess perhaps I don't intend to be the flight attendant that says, all right, you're going to have to move. It was actually a leadership decision.
Those committee leadership positions the senators lost, they control legislation and are instrumental in power brokering in the Capitol. Reinbold says there has been a dramatic shift in power in the Senate.
I believe this is a defining moment in the history of Alaska where there's a major shift to the left.
This isn't the first time Reinbold has been punished for voting against the budget. In 2015, while she was a representative, she was stripped of most of her committee assignments after voting against the operating budget in the House. Hughes has tangled with her caucus in the past as well. In 2017, she voted against the budget. She and then-Senator Mike Dunleavy left the majority in order to do so. Governor Mike Dunleavy, in a Tuesday morning interview, said that it can be difficult for legislators to balance the caucus's needs against their own.
They owe their loyalty to their constituents. The caucus construct was developed to help run business. When the caucus concept runs well, it runs well. It works for everybody. Sometimes it doesn't. But that's a decision that the current legislature is going to have to decide if they're having questions about their caucus system.
Geisel said after the vote that she's not expecting any more changes. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.